Get Real is made for kids by the people at Wisconsin Public Television and the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Major funding for Get Real is provided by the National Science Foundation, supporting education and research in science, mathematics, and technology, and by the National Endowment for Children's Educational Television. With special thanks to this station, supporting excellence in children's programming.
This is your show. Today's show is a little different because we're taking a walk on the wild side.
Take a walk on the wild side.
We're gonna get wild right outside the back door.
In the park down the street, in the woods, and even in an actual rainforest halfway around the world.
We'll also meet some cool kids.
And we'll explore the woods here at River Edge Nature Center in Newburgh, Wisconsin.
It's probably a lot like the woods near where you live.
It's hard to believe this forest has much to do with the rainforest, but they have more in common than you might think.
We'll come back to that in a minute.
Here's the scoop. The folks here at River Edge hooked up with the folks at the Milwaukee Public Museum. They've teamed up with the people of Costa Rica, a country in Central America. Working together, they've preserved a piece of the rainforest they call La Tirambina Rainforest Center.
These cool people invited Get Real reporter Jaren Berman to check it out.
Day one. Just getting to Costa Rica took a whole day. We drove from Madison, Wisconsin to Chicago, flew to Miami, changed planes, and flew to San Jose, Costa Rica. 14 hours of traveling, and we're nowhere near the rainforest. My butt's tired. This morning, we loaded up and headed for the rainforest. On the way, we stopped at a coffee plantation and shot a few lines. On the drive, I learned that Costa Rica is more than just rainforest. I saw a ton of farmland and lots of cows with big, floppy ears. We had to cross the mountains, and we even got stuck in the mud a couple times. The weather was terrible. Lots of wind and rain. We ended the day near the road to the Tirambina Rainforest. Tomorrow, we're taking it in.
Get ready to get wild. When you're talking rainforest, you are talking wild. I mean, check it out. These are some serious trees.
So what makes a rainforest a rainforest?
For one thing, rain.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Each year, the rainforest can get over 33 feet of rain. That's more than six times my height. Nope, higher yet.
That's a lot of rain. Some of it evaporates, some of it gets sucked up by the trees and plants,
and some of it collects in rivers and waterfalls. Not only is there a lot of rain, but it's hot.
Talk about the weather.
Since tropical rainforests are located near the equator, the temps are pretty warm all year.
A lot of rain, sun, heat. We're talking the ideal hangout for plants. They love these conditions. That's why there's so many different kinds of them. Like this tree. Huge, huh? But you might have to walk almost a half mile to see another one like it.
Into the trees.
A bunch of different plants means a slew of different animals to eat them, especially insects. And each has its favorite snack. So, everything's connected. Scientists have discovered about 1.25 million kinds of living things. More than half of them live in tropical rainforests.
But that's just those that have been counted. There are a ton of plants and animals that haven't even been identified yet. Maybe up to 30 million.
Ton of plants and animals in the rainforest may mean healthier human beings everywhere.
But why?
You see, some chemicals found in plants and animals can be used to make medicine, like pichichio. It's good for the sinuses.
That's one really important reason to protect rainforests. As long as there are plants and animals hanging out there, who knows what cures scientists may discover in the future. And with millions of cool things left to be discovered, chances are you and I could be in the rainforest one day, making sure creatures like these make the list.
Check out these ants. A forest like this one might have four or five different kinds of ants, but the rainforest has hundreds of different kinds of ants, maybe more.
Check out the variety of insects in your backyard.
Put a piece of fruit outside for a few hours or even overnight.
When you come back, count how many different kinds of bugs there are.
Try putting the fruit in a different part of the yard.
Or try it in a park or on a camping trip.
Which place has more different kinds of bugs? Why?
Send us pictures of your rotting, bug-crawling fruit. We'll put some of them on the World Wide Web.
Day four. We spent the whole day hiking and shooting in the rainforest. And believe me, getting there was half the battle. First, we drove what seemed like forever on some nasty roads. You think you've seen potholes? These were craters. Made me want to hurl. Then we trudged through a load of mud. But when we finally got to the rainforest, it was awesome. At first, it was just green everywhere. But if you're patient, the more you look, the more you see.
Welcome to paradise.
We're in the rainforest, but where's all the action? I mean, for a wild place, we're not seeing a lot of wildlife. You know, birds, bats. I want to see some monkeys. Let's look around. So where haven't we looked? Been there. Done that. Yup. Up.
You see, the bottom layer of the rainforest is called the forest floor. The treetops block out most of the sun, so there isn't as much life down here. Well, there are many insects, other small creatures, and fungi that do hang out on the forest floor. Some of them eat all the dead leaves and animals. You could call it nature's way of recycling. The layer above the forest floor is called the understory. Some shrubs and small trees, but they're not catching a lot of rays either. And the trees that fight their way to the top and out are called emergent trees. Some emergent trees are 200 feet tall. Since they're taller than the rest of the forest, they're catching some serious rays. But most of the trees are about 100 to 150 feet tall. The tops of these trees form a thick layer of branches and leaves, a canopy over the forest. About 80% of life in the rainforest hangs out in the canopy. So if the action's up there, how do we get up there?
Things that make you go,
Remember to go slowly, concentrate.
I'm getting some advice from an expert tree climber.
And you have to take this up first, second, and never touch this level.
Okay.
Uno, two, three, four.
I'm going up.
Race,
this is tougher than I thought. Check this out. It's a canopy trip. It's an easier way to get up into the canopy. Let's go.
Ready to go.
Whoa! Anyone scared of heights? We're up over 120 feet. The canopy's the place to be for things that creep, crawl, and fly. It's a totally different world in the canopy. Not only is there a lot of life up here, but it's all interconnected, just like everything else in the forest. It's a pretty complex system, and everything's constantly changing. Now, change can be good.
Like if one tree falls, things on the forest floor get psyched and start growing like crazy because of the sunlight. This is how the forest renews itself. But change can also be bad. If thousands of trees are cut down, this whole humongous system in which everything is connected is wiped out. Each layer of the forest is home to different kinds of plants and animals. Taking away the trees and lots of other plants means taking away their home.
Everybody needs a home.
There's a whole lot of life in the rainforest, especially in the canopy, and scientists have just begun to explore it.
Speaking of exploring, I think I'll give this another try.
While Jaren's hung up, we're exploring this forest to see how it's like the rainforest.
So far, it looks pretty different.
Yeah, it doesn't look much like the rainforest. The trees are shorter.
And no cool vines hanging down.
No monkeys or iguanas either.
Here's something. They both have trees. They both have animals.
And they both have dead stuff. See, all forests do have one pretty important thing in common. Parts. They all have parts.
Here's something you can do to begin to understand the parts in any environment, even your backyard.
Watch. Yup. Just watch and see what happens. Look and listen.
Make observations.
Be patient.
Write down what you see and what happens. You might discover patterns.
And share them with others.
Day 6. Remember the aerial tram? It's near the Braulio Carrillo National Park in north-central Costa Rica. When we were there, we had a chance to hang out with a really cool kid named Andres Martin and his dad. Check him out.
Yo me llamo Andres.
My name is Andres Martin, and I live in San Pedro.
Yo tengo 11 años.
I'm 11 years old.
Me gusta vivir en...
I like living in the city.
El rainforest es importante para mí.
The rainforest is important to me because it provides me with a sense of peace, and I enjoy all the things that are in it.
Todo lo que tiene en él. Para guía.
My father is a guide, so his role is to explain and make people understand.
What you must do is take one of these leaves and you put it under the hat, and it takes away the headache, and I've tested, and it really works.
Mi papá trabaja.
My father works in the aerial tram as a tourist guide.
Un teleférico es un proyecto que se hizo.
The aerial tram is a project that was designed to be able to get a closer view of the canopy without damaging trees.
El canopy es donde ocurre la.
The canopy is where the action is.
La acción. Es hermoso porque.
It's beautiful because I can have direct contact with nature.
Con la naturaleza. Cuando un turista visita el aerial tram puede aprender.
Through the aerial tram, a tourist can learn to preserve the rainforest.
Y también puede.
And to appreciate the canopy.
Apreciar el canopy. E introduciendo turistas al rainforest, me siento.
I feel great introducing tourists to the rainforest. I feel useful, and I like to guide them.
El rainforest significa mucho.
The rainforest is very important to Costa Rica. It is something we are very proud of.
Cuando estoy en el rainforest,
when I'm in the rainforest, I feel good. I feel tranquil, and I'm at peace.
Making TV is hard work, especially in the rainforest. Everywhere we go, we have to carry at least 100 pounds of TV equipment. Remember Orlando, the expert tree climber? Here he is helping our camera guy get 100 feet into a nutmeg tree to get shots of birds. That's about 10 stories up. Keep your eyes open to see if it worked.
Fly me to the moon.
Flying is a great way to get around in the forest, if you got the wings. But if you and I want a bird's eye view, we need to hold on tightly.
Just kidding.
Some of the coolest things with wings are butterflies. Check them out. Check out these butterflies. They look like they're just hanging out, right? Well, some of them are actually taking care of some pretty important business, pollination. When a butterfly eats nectar from a flower, it gets pollen on its body. At the next flower, some of this pollen rubs off. The end result is a seed from which a whole new plant can grow.
There are about 750 different kinds of butterflies in Costa Rica. That's a lot of pollinators. Looks like we made a friend, but if I were a bird, I'd be eating him for lunch. The rainforest is the perfect hangout for birds. The weather's great, and there's lots of plants and insects to munch on. There are about 850 different kinds of birds in Costa Rica. Most live here all year long, like toucans and orapendulas, but some migrate here from other places.
So when it's snowing in the Midwest, there's a good chance our feathered friends have headed here.
Another cool creature that flies is the bat. There are about 103 different kinds of bats in Costa Rica, but it'd be tough to see them because most of them snooze during the day. But at night, they're ready to eat, and you better look out if you're an insect.
Some bats can see at night, but if we want to look for them, we have to use one of these. It's called a night scope. Check this out. Hey, someone turn off the sun.
A night scope takes all the available light and turns it way up. It's great for looking for things that creep and crawl at night. The creatures can be hard to find. We didn't see anything wild, but
ooh, scary.
Many birds and bats share a pretty big responsibility in the rainforest. They eat seeds from the fruit on trees and transfer them to other parts of the forest so new trees can grow.
How do they do this? Well, they ingest the seed, process it chemically and mechanically with gastric acid, and expel it. They poop.
Out comes the seed wherever they happen to do their duty, and another tree might grow there. So birds, bats, and butterflies are not only really cool, they do some pretty important things in the rainforest and everywhere else, too. Action is made.
Whoa! I wish I could be like those birds who spend their summers in the Midwest and their winters in Costa Rica.
Yeah, must be rough. They have homes and jobs in both places.
So those birds are affected by what happens in both forests. It's like a big chain of dominoes. Tip over just one, and the whole thing can bite the dust.
We're playing berry bingo.
It's like bingo, except it's berries.
And it's very easy to play.
First, make yourself a simple bingo card. Put the basic colors across the top and down the side.
Then, start looking.
When you find a berry, squash it. Make sure it's on the right square.
We're trying to fill up the whole card. Birds depend on the berries for food.
And the berries depend on the birds to spread their seeds around so new plants can grow.
What do you think would happen if there were no berries for the birds to eat?
Or what if there are no birds to eat the berries?
Berry bingo might seem square, but it's a fun way to look for plant and animal relationships.
Kids in Costa Rica are a lot like kids anywhere. We got to spend some time with Carl and Adriana Heat.
I have two brothers and three sisters. I like having such a big family because I can play with all of them and I can learn to share.
I like helping my brothers and sisters to comb their hair, to take a bath, to get dressed, and I also help them with their homework.
My dog's name is Pepsi. We play with her, we run, and she chases us.
There is no school from November to February. I'm on vacation now, so I play and I help my mother.
Costa Rica has two seasons, the dry season and the rainy season. The dry season starts in November, when we are on vacation from school. And it ends when we are back in school in May. During the dry season, I play with all my cousins. We ride our bikes and we play in the garden.
I play violin, and with my brothers and sisters, we are part of an orchestra. What I would like to tell the United States about Costa Rica is that it's very big, pretty, there are a lot of animals, and there are many friends.
I would like to tell all the children of the United States that Costa Rica is a very beautiful country because it's a peace-loving country. And besides that, it has a lot of forests and animals that hopefully they will take care of to ensure a better world in the future.
Day 9. We woke up this morning to the sound of pouring rain again. There's a reason they call it the rainforest, and they aren't kidding about the rain part. Everything I own is soaked, and most things stink. My feet squish when I walk. I'm having a great time.
Rain, rain, rain.
Day 10. It's still raining. We decided to try shooting anyway, and used a boat to cross a flooded road. Between the rain, we still managed to get a lot done.
Gotta be quiet when we're walking in the rainforest, because we don't want to scare anything off. Plus, the sounds of the forest can be just as cool as what we see. Come with me.
The forest is a great home for all kinds of wildlife, and people too. But if you don't already know, tropical rainforests are in real danger, because some people are cutting them down for logging and farmland.
About 40 acres of rainforest are lost every minute. That's the size of almost 50 football fields. So, 1 minute from now, 40 more acres will be destroyed. That means animals are losing their homes. About every 30 minutes, one kind of animal or plant in the world becomes extinct. Gone.
By looking at the rainforest, it's easy to think it's a really tough environment, but actually it's pretty fragile. There's only about 10 inches of topsoil, so where do all the plants get their nutrients? You know, the stuff that helps them grow? Not just from the soil down here. Most of the nutrients are in the plants themselves.
A big red tree grew up and out, throws up its leaves, spins round and round.
Many trees send out little rootlets that trap mats of soil, and more plants grow from this soil. They're called epiphytes. Epiphytes. Plants that grow on plants.
Hey, our minute's up. Do you remember what that means? Another 40 acres of rainforest were just lost.
Everything is interconnected. Plants and animals need each other, and most animals won't eat just anything. They're pretty picky.
Picky, picky, it's a brand new way.
And that's another reason the rainforest is so fragile. If just one animal or plant becomes extinct, lots of other animals and plants that may depend on it are out of luck. See, the rainforest is a complicated system. It can't just grow back after it's all been cut down. This is Brian Finnegan. He works at a research station here in Costa Rica. Brian, what are you studying?
Well, we're studying two things. We're looking at the way in which human beings affect this forest, because things humans do affect the forest in many ways. And we're also looking at how human beings could make a living from this forest without destroying it.
Some scientists are studying ways to protect forests that have been hurt by deforestation, cutting down forests. And scientists are also working on reforestation, planting new forests. Although reforestation is great, we can't depend on it because trees like this don't happen overnight. It takes hundreds of years for a tree to get this big. This one's over 400 years old.
Keep the trees, and lots of animals and plants will stay here with them.
You don't have to do research in the rainforest to help save the Earth. Here's something you can do with your family. Make a list of everything you do in a day. Think and talk about how each thing on the list might affect the environment. Try coming up with ways you can change your habits to benefit your habitat, the Earth.
Day 11. On the way back to San Jose, we saw many mudslides that had just been cleared from the road. Day 12, our last early wake-up call. My trip to the rainforest was a real adventure. The rainforest is a magical place filled with mysteries waiting to be discovered. But for all its magic, the rainforest is also a very real place, and it's very important to the Earth.
Maybe you can't visit an actual rainforest, but you can make a difference. Start by checking out this book. It's called 50 Simple Things Kids Can Do to Save the Earth. It's filled with, well, 50 Simple Things Kids Can Do to Save the Earth.
Visit a museum. Some have rainforest exhibits, like this one at Milwaukee Public Museum.
Go to an actual forest like this one at River Edge Nature Center.
And you can let us know what you think of this show. Our address is Get Real, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706.
Or flood us with email at getreal!@vilas.uwex.edu.
And there's loads of cool information on our worldwide website.
The most important thing you can do is get out there and explore. Ask questions, think about it, and talk to people about nature. Take an adult and branch out to some other environments too. Try a vacant lot, a pond, a river, or a prairie. And always remember to
get real.
Real cool.
Major funding for Get Real is provided by the National Science Foundation, supporting education and research in science, mathematics, and technology, and by the National Endowment for Children's Educational Television. With special thanks to this station, supporting excellence in children's programming.
Get Real is made for kids by the people at Wisconsin Public Television and the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
On the next Get Real.
Get ready to get wild.
Travel to the Costa Rican rainforest for a special episode of Get Real. Then gear up to go up to see butterflies, bats, and birds as they help the rainforest grow.
I want to see some monkeys.
Don't miss the rainforest making good rhymes. Learn how all this cool wildlife may be in danger. And find out how you can learn about the outdoors right at home. Watch Get Real.
On the next Get Real.
Travel to the Costa Rican rainforest for a special episode of Get Real.
Get ready to get wild.
Gear up to go up to see butterflies, bats, and birds as they help the rainforest grow.
I want to see some monkeys.
Watch Get Real. We're romping in the rainforest on the next Get Real.